How lucky you are, Steve. I won a holiday to India, and our package tour started in Mumbai. I chose to go there for my summer holiday. What a bad idea. After a long night in the air, we arrived in the Indian summer, 40 degrees centigrade. 10 hours before, it was cool in London. Out of the airport, the air was too humid and we felt sticky. There wasn't enough fresh air. I wanted to sunbathe on the western coasts, but I found the monsoon. There were heavy rains and hot temperatures. I didn't go to the beach, so I walked in the busy streets among the beautifully coloured elephants, young women in colourful saris and young men. I had a great time, but I nearly fell on the ground because I didn't see a bike behind me. It hit me. Some of us went to an art centre to listen to music and watch dances. The movements of the dancers' hands symbolise unity, protection, contemplation, wisdom. Then in the evening, everybody in the group had some fresh grilled fish. I tried some curry. It wasn't mild, but too hot and spicy. I couldn't eat it. The waiter was sorry. I thanked him when he brought me a glass of water. The next day, Sanjay, our guide, took us to a cricket ground. He tried to explain the game because some people didn't know about it. Two teams of 11 players must score points. The cricketers hit a ball and run between the wooden sticks called wickets. We saw one of the players hit the ball, but he wasn't fast enough to score. Guess what happened to unlucky Ashley? The ball just missed me. The day after, we headed to Mumbai Film Studios, Bollywood, where they produce more films than Hollywood. Did you know the name Bollywood is a mix of Bombay and Hollywood? Wow, the studios were huge and terrific. We didn't have enough time to visit them. I danced with a girl and I bumped into her. I was really embarrassed. I'm not going to tell you what happened to me next, but it wasn't fun. It was warm enough to swim, but I could go to the beach only twice. I was happy to go back home because I couldn't eat, sleep, or visit a place without getting into trouble. Oh, Steve, it was my worst trip.